Hello, good morning, or good afternoon, depending on where you are listening in the world. I am Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. This is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insight that I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these accelerated times on the planet to offer you guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me. This is a call-in show, and you could ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to be specific. And so the first part of the show, we break it up into four segments. We have a tip and tool of the week for energy forecast so you could have an easier week. And then we open up those phone lines to get to your questions. And so I'm going to give you the number so you can be prepared. That's 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. I did want to tell you, about some up-and-coming events that we have. We have a free teleclass this 11-11-11 on this Wednesday at 11 o'clock. We're going to, there's groups around the world gathering to take a part of the energy of 11-11. And the 11-11-11 is a gateway. Think of the number, numerologically, 11 is a number of mastery. And so this year, 209, if you take 2 plus 009, if you add it up, which numerology you do, that equals a master number. And that master numbers, you don't break them down. If numerologically other numbers, you would add the 2 plus 3 and make it into a 5. But what's so important about this one is that there's groups and people around the world, again, gathering together and creating an energetic portal, gateways for us to anchor in new energy. So new energies of peace, new energies of love, unconditional love. And whenever there is an energetic component, and especially when you think about when two or more gather, there's people literally around the world that is going to be joining during this time at 11 o'clock in a.m., 11 o'clock in p.m., and again, pausing. Take a break from your normal day, mind chatter day, that whole day when we could get all caught up in our own lives, and just separate yourself from it, sink down into your heart. It's worth 11 minutes because you're working in with it, you're bridging from people around the world. And again, the saying of when two or more gather, you could or the faith of a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. And so this is where we're going to work with the energy dynamics, and especially with the 11-11 gateways. It's all about bringing in peace, bringing in the energy of love, unconditional love. And it was interesting because Benny just reminded me that today is 20 years ago when the Berlin Wall went down. 20 years ago, I can't believe that. But overnight, the Berlin Wall went. And as we know, when you understand energy, that it wasn't literally, I mean, it was literally overnight, but the energy of the Berlin Wall going down, the dynamics happened well before that. So the physical Berlin Wall went down 20 years ago today, but the energy components were so important beforehand. So people, consciously or unconsciously, were bridging around the world, going into their hearts and wanting that wall represented separation. It represented the veil, so we can see it in our collective unconsciousness. It, that veil separates us from our celestial part, our angel self, our birthright. We all are parts and pieces of Creator. We're all pieces of Source. And so whenever we have any kind of veil or separation or block, literally, energetically, it separates us from having more flow in our life, for feeling that connection of the celestial. And so this week is a wonderful time, and I think it's perfect that the Berlin Wall went down today, because it amps up our energetic history. Well, now more than ever, we're being called to stop our stories of disempowerment, stop our investing in our stories of separation. We're the writers of our own script here. Stop having this victim consciousness and really stepping into empowerment. And so when we do this in our own life, it's like a stone that goes into a pond. It has a ripple effect, and it connects each and every single one of us because we're all connected and interconnected. And so as we take the responsibility and accountability to redirect our life and rewire it and remember who we are, the angels having a human experience here, and start radiating that out and start living our life like that, the more that we absolutely change the frequency and energy of those around us, and we don't even have to say a word. It's an energy pattern that's going from out from your heart, actually from your whole body, but just even simply put, just think of a signature going out of your heart. I call it the heart signature, and that heart signature is your thumbprint, your fingerprint of your celestial blueprint. And so as we individually and collectively bridge the energy. I see it as what I call the love washes. It's like a rain, and that rain goes through our energy fields, and it gets the snarls out. Those snarls create blocks. Those blocks allow us to believe in separation. They create veils. They create walls. And when we wall ourselves in, then we experience fear. We experience separation. We feel like we're all alone, and then that's when we can feel very shaky in our foundational energy. So this is a great time to, again, be empowered, realize that you can redirect your energy. It's never too late. The more that we are, allow ourselves to stay in the now and not carry around our past, not bend forward and worry about the future, the more that you allow yourself to stand strong. Think of it as a garden hose going right through your top of your head, all the way down through your spine, and that you're having that garden hose take in that celestial light, take in that celestial energy, that universal energy that's all around us. Take it right down into your core and let it radiate out. It helps get, again, those snarls out. It helps open up the meridians so you become a container, self-contained energy of a higher frequency. That higher frequency starts taking out, transmuting that lower frequency, and then we have much more flow in our life. A lot of times when people are wondering why the boyfriend isn't coming in, why the house isn't selling, why the job isn't happening, why they have so much chaos in their life, the answers are always within the energy field. And so the more we get down and look at our habits, our habitual thinking, remember, every word is not only a prayer, I say to people. Think of it, every word as a commandment. And if we really took that, instead of thinking of it in our mental mind, and really brought it down to the physical world and our physical body, and really digested that and saying, my gosh, I'm that powerful that every word that I say is a commandment, like Moses that said the commandments. And so we would really start thinking twice about what we said, never mind what we're thinking, because with every thought, word, and deed, we are directing our energy, and we're either, simply put, directing it more into more chaos, or directing it more into love and empowerment. So you're the one that's directing your energy, again, with every thought, word, and deed. So this is a wonderful time working with the energies of the scorpionic energies, which is all about life, death, transformation, transformational energy. Scorpio energy is intense. It allows us to get right down to what I call the nitty-gritties, to be able to bring it up to the light. The scorpionic energy is not afraid to go down to the bottom of the oceans, and so that means into our deepest, darkest part of our emotions, to be able to bring our emotions up to the surface. When we're able to bring it down to the surface, our own personal Berlin walls are allowed to go down. So many people have walls around their heart. They remember since they were little that they got hurt. And what they don't realize is those walls that they put around them, they actually create blocks that does not allow that flow to come in. Then they wonder why their relationships aren't working out, or that they don't have flow in life, or they love what they're doing, but why isn't the doors opening with more success? Because those walls, those blocks literally create more blocks, and so then the energy goes into, oh my gosh, this is my worst nightmare is that I'm not going to have success in life, in relationships, in general. And so then when we start turning things around and start looking at ourselves from the inside out, meaning that really celebrate our inherited birthright, that we are all pieces of source, pieces of creator, and really get down to what does that mean to you? Really digest that, chew on that, think about that. What does it mean? Do I really own that, or do I hope that I'm a piece of a creator? Do I hope I'm an angel, or do I think I'm an angel, or do I know I'm an angel? We're really getting to the posture of getting out of being the human doings and really be the human beings. The human being posture allows you to be in that celestial flow. That celestial flow allows you to clear your own shadow part, be able to direct your energy, much more empowered. And when you do that, your outside circumstances absolutely start changing to reflect your inner side. And now more than ever, we can become bridgers of creating new templates on Earth, new life on Earth that contains much more balance. We've been out of balance. We've gotten way out of balance in the Earth. All of us are crying for becoming back in balance, whether we're consciously aware of it or not. And so the more we get ourselves back into balance individually, again, our outside circumstances will reflect that. And the more we're helping the Berlin walls to come down and to create one Earth, one heart, family of humanity, and then your whole paradigm shifts. You get your whole way you view life is totally different, and you'll notice the flow in every single department of your life. And so, again, take this week, if you can, step into the 11-11 energies, or just remember it doesn't have to be that day to tap into that celestial energy that's around us, that comes through us, that is us. Take the time to be able to embrace that, to empower that, to hug the angel within yourself and be able to bring that energy on the outside. It absolutely will change your life. It cannot not. That's who our essence is. That's who we are. So it's literally clean, getting the static out of your life and allowing more flow and working with the energy dynamics that are there to help us at this time. And there's a lot of help right now. And so a lot of times when there's a lot of help around, think of it like clearing out a room and you see all the cobwebs. So right now people are seeing a lot of the cobwebs and a lot of the dirt. And so we want to just start clearing that dirt and getting those cobwebs out instead of getting frozen and thinking that it's too hard or we can't do anything about it or who am I can't fight City Hall, that kind of energy. We want to say that, you know what, every single thing, that time that I am putting my energy in toward more of empowerment and enlightenment and be stepping into the light and directing my energy into that, the more I'm helping, again, myself, my outside circumstances change, and I'm taking it into the outside grids, the universal grids, where we're all connected. And so that's, again, the tip of the day. Be the wall. Be the wall that's not the wall anymore. Let your blocks change. Let your blocks melt away. And keep, now is the energy and the time to do it. We're going to our first break, and then we're going to come back with the phone lines.
A sacred moment is a unique funeral service offering distinctive choices for honoring and celebrating the life of a loved one. Whether you want to create an intimate home funeral vigil, an environmentally friendly burial, or a personalized tribute by planning a life celebration service with the support of a celebrant, a sacred moment can guide you in creating an experience that will truly reflect a life well lived. Call A Sacred Moment at 206-529-3803 and visit asacredmoment.com.
Did you know Greek Gods yogurt is a good source of protein? Each serving of Greek Gods yogurt provides 5 grams of protein. When you consume Greek Gods yogurt 3 times a day, you're getting more than 20% of the daily recommended protein value. That's great news. So don't forget to pack a Greek Gods yogurt for lunch today. For more information, visit GreekGodsYogurt.com and AnnaLuque.com.
New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com.
Have you ever wanted more for yourself or your family? Are you prepared to take your life to the next level? Have you ever had that feeling or heard that little voice telling you that you can be so much more? Let Empowerment Psychic Linda Dickinson help you to embrace your own power. Visit Linda at InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096 for your private session and start living your life to the max. Be sure to listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show and call in to connect with your guides.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Teresa Gertz, and I was a winner of Dr. Pat's Makeover 2009. While a part of me set aside expectations of winning, another part of me started to act as if I'd already won by taking steps on my own in the areas of my life that I wanted to change. This was the most important piece for me. I continue to benefit from the makeover, and I'm oh so grateful to be back on track and paying it forward to my community. Visit drpatsmakeover.com for information and entry form. That's drpatsmakeover.com.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor. Our number here is 1-800-930-2819. And again, Benny, before we go to the phone calls, I want to say one thing. I'm running a special just on KKNW, and that is from now till December, If you want a reading, 15 minutes or half hour, 15-minute readings, I offer all different kinds. But it's 50% off from now to the middle of December. So say that you heard the special on KKNW. And again, that's 50% off all readings that are either 15 minutes or a half hour. So it's something you could take advantage of. And so, Benny, why don't we go back to the phone lines or go to the phone lines?
Sure, perfect opportunity. That's very generous of you to give that out, especially during the holidays. They are.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, they're right on the heels. Can you believe it? It's already November.
I know.
Before
and
you
speaking
know
of that, you can if you can sign up for that, and if you don't need the reading right now, you can purchase it, and we'll give you a gift certificate for yourself or for others. So
sure, that'd be great.
To shop early.
Yeah, that'd be great. You know, you can have a reading and enjoy your pumpkin pie at the same time.
There you go.
So, yeah, that's how we do things around here. We multitask. Jean
there
is calling in from Kirkland. She's experiencing a lot of rage lately. She needs to release it. I recommend it off the air that she doesn't do it in traffic because we're trying to eliminate those things. So, Jean, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Thanks. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
So a lot of rage, eh?
Yeah, it keeps coming up, and I kind of want to get rid of it. I'm afraid to get rid of it, and I don't know how. Like, what do I do?
Okay, all right. You know what's interesting? I just did a show that's going to be on World Pooja. I taped it last week, and it was all about the shadow, how to get in touch with the shadow, and also gives tips and tools on how to directly do that as far as it's a technique where you look into a mirror, you surround yourself with protection, and you allow your eyes to go soft, and then in a dark room and see what comes up in the mirror. And what you're doing is looking at different aspects of yourself. A lot of times people's face change, and actually I did this class this past weekend, and this one woman had this, she said this scary guy came up and he was so filled with rage, and I'm sharing with it because I'm saying the same thing with you. So think of that, the first thing that you said, a key thing there, that I'm afraid of it. But when we start working with our shadow and let it come up, it's like think of a great big magnet pulling up, coming up to the surface, and we want that stuff to come up to the surface because otherwise we're shoving it down in the deep recesses of a part of our unconscious. And so when we consciously are pulling up the energy, and so you're already halfway there, Jean, because you already realize that you're tapping on the energy of rage. And so then being able to step back and say, okay, where is this coming from? Is it a generational pattern? Is it extra charge? What is the underneath feeling? Because what I see, the bottom line is that we all have this deep subconscious sense of being separated from source and that being disconnected, and some people hold it in different ways. Some people feel unworthy. Other people feel enraged because it's like, what did I do, or why am I feel like a sense of deep abandonment and orphan and betrayal. So there's a sense of, when I'm looking at your second chakra in particular, right smack in the middle, so I know that's affecting both your right side and left side of your body. So being able to literally take your hands and draw infinity eights, connecting, especially in that second chakra. You're reconnecting the right and left side of the body, because when we feel that strong emotion, it could split the communication, and then it doesn't give us the pathways, or imagine a big stop sign going in where the energy is flowing, and then it builds up, and then it can make us even feel more enraged. So what I'm seeing is that you're, again, pulling up the energy that's really deep in the processes, and even putting, Gene, yourself in a bubble and saying, I'm screaming, and let it go out, let it rip, but purposely, especially if you know some scenarios or people that have enraged you, you could work with their energy, but consciously bring in, like Archangel Michael, your higher self, the bands of mercy, and say that I do not want to direct this rage towards the individual. I'm working with their energy signature that, in my perception, has enraged me, and so I'm working as it. Think of that the situation, the scenario, can act like a great big magnet to bring it up, but you're taking accountability and responsibility that you don't want those arrows and that rage to be directed toward that person. So what it does, it allows, it's like an activator. It's pulling up that shadow stuff, and it helps accelerate it. It helps it heal it quicker. And then when we get down to the bottom part of it, we all do a lot of projection. We all do like pointing outside. When you point, you got three fingers coming back at us. And so when we start getting down to the what I call the nitty-gritties, part of the rage part is feeling, it's like the ego being in contradiction with what we think life should be. And so that gets us enraged, but it's the ego thinks the way it should be, right? And so the more we're able to tame the ego that it should be this way, this is the right way, this is the right way, it has to be that way, the more we step back and, again, go into a part of getting softer, getting wider, saying, you know what, I got to go with what's light for me is light for me, what's right for me might not be right for other people. So the only thing I have to do is be concerned with what I'm doing with my own energy. And I'm also seeing that since September with you on the right side, and it goes into dad's patterns, dad's the males in your life, and going way back, because I'm seeing a great-great-grandfather stepping in, of holding the generational pattern of energetically imploding and exploding. So again, the more you're able to work with it, bring it up and really even breathe like hot air, like whew, use your breath, go whew, whew, whew. And when you're breathing, purposely put it down in a 45 degree trajectory into the earth. That really helps you. Just think of it as pulls the energy out, especially when it comes to rage. That 45-degree trajectory acts like an extra magnet to pull more of it out. And again, the infinity eights are going to be very helpful because it's any kind of rage or any kind of, it contracts our energy, and then we don't get communication on the right side, left side of the body, and then it goes over to other bodies, and then all of a sudden it feels like you have a turtleneck around your throat chakra, and then it's like getting tighter and tighter like a big hand, and that, again, will have us do reaction and emotions, which is energy and motion, instead of feelings, and that's a total different ballgame. So be able to work with it as far as doing steps, literally doing steps, and even having, I heard one technique as far as somebody putting all their like rage in a ball and having it like in a glass, and you go to a place where it's safe for you to do it, and just like throw a piece of glass, like literally a glass against a rock. So you're bringing it physically, mentally, emotionally, and of course, if you put the glass in a bag, you could clean it up afterwards because it's all in the bag. But it's like it's visceral. It's being able to work with the body and getting it out of the body, and especially because I'm seeing it's coagulating on the right side. Do all those steps, and especially from now to the end of this month. And again, I had an hour show on World Puja, and that's going to be aired this November 11th. That gives more tips and tools. Work with that, and it's going to really help you. Okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Have a very good day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, so Lisa, another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. We'll head down south. We have Kim calling in from New Orleans, Louisiana, and she wants to know how she can get unstuck. So, Kim, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Yeah, thanks, Benny. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Yeah, hanging in. I mean, there's still no news about anything, and I think that it's because I have a certain amount of fear about these two emotional storms that are coming. I think I've really forgiven my ex-husband, okay? Mm-hmm. So I feel really good about that.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
actually, it's keeping him out of my dreams, but it's mm-hmm. not it's keeping him on the periphery of my dreams, but it's not keeping out of my son's dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're working, doing some of that. But I think what's happening is I'm just stuck energetically, like I'm afraid, because see, once he tells the truth, I have to totally bring him back into my life and his family,
mm-hmm.
right? Because that's the right spiritual thing to do. And then also, then this other thing that this good thing I'm waiting for to happen, I have obviously reservations about, because it's going to turn my world upside down.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like I'm kind of stuck.
Mm-hmm.
That if I just need to. I mean, I am doing work, Carrie. I am doing
mm-hmm.
the work, but
mm-hmm.
like if you could give me like an affirmation or a...
You know, I'm seeing, Kim, the first thing that your energy was showing me, especially when I went to your right side, it was interesting because you brought me to this whole scene, and it goes back to think of you standing and your energy is in a pie. I go to the right side, I go to the back quadrant, and it's like in a 30 degrees, 30%, behind your right side. And it's a fascinating symbolism thing that I saw. All of a sudden, I was on Gilligan's Island. Remember that show, Gilligan's Island?
Yeah.
And I saw you in a hut, and I saw part of your energy splitting off to Ginger on the right side, the character Ginger, and the other part is on the left side, Marianne, as far as, and I also see her, like, offering a plate of cookies, offering a plate of, you know, she was in that stripe thing, she was kind of like the goody
yeah.
two. And so,
yeah.
And the right side was the Ginger and the, you know,
right.
the sexual movie star, right? And so
right.
it's really kind of interesting that then I saw you in a hut, and then it was like Gilligan trying to go around and connecting, afraid of the coconuts hitting the head, and so in the sense, so think of all those characters are in your in part of the right side of your energy right now, and is very symbolic of, think of the Ginger as the divine feminine and clearing out any of her archetypal energy, was definitely working with her sensual energy to pull the people in, right? And Marianne represented the good old country home person, but probably didn't use her throat chakra, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
And the interesting part is on the right side is the Gilligan part that seems, again, like the coconuts fall on the head. So think of that represents of, like the coconuts give us milk, it gives us food, but it's in, you know, something that we can ingest with. But the hut was interesting. So from now to December, it's like the hut doesn't feel like it's protecting, because I just keep on seeing this like straw hut, and so coconuts could go right through your hut. So think of that symbolically, way deep down in my I don't feel safe here, and it feels like my home. It's like then I've seen the images of the three little pigs. So it's like not having the brick home. And especially around yourself, and this goes way deep, and I'd absolutely go back to father's patterns, foundational energy, making yourself feel safe within your own structure, within your own energy body, clearing stuff, absolutely you're clearing stuff, and you're integrating, and it's actually interesting that you have two different females on the right side coming up to be like, to integrate the Marianne energy and the Ginger energy, going into the divine feminine energy, having that on the right side, which is where I typically, when I'm reading, see the male energy, so it's like embodied. Being the divine feminine, and but she feels like that's when I see the Gilligan stuff. So there's a part of feeling like I think of the coconuts in the head represents the energy of the waiting for the shoe to drop with what's going on with the ex-husband. But what the major thing I'm seeing, the stuck part, goes to relationship besides the other relationship, because I'm seeing a moon, like a star and a moon, like are you doing a slingshot? And it feels like I can't get to the slingshot. What's going on with the other relationship?
Still no. There's
okay.
still no. Right. There's still no
All
movement.
Right.
My assumption is he's still waiting on the to finalize the
okay.
final
All
paperwork
right.
for the divorce.
Where I see the most energy going to that, and this is where I go into, 30% has to do with the husband and the ex-husband and your son. There's something about the other relationship, because that 70%. Of the energy unconsciously goes to, because all of a sudden I see you using a slingshot that has a coconut, that you're trying to hit a star. Your energy is like twisted around to the right side. It is twisting this first, second, and third chakra. I'm even getting a pain in my hip, and that has to do with the like a slingshot, far off shot, having to it seems like a sense of trying to like shoot a star with a coconut, things that don't really make sense. And so there's a part of in mourning about that. So think of, I'd work on that relationship. That's going to get you unstuck. And even being able to energetically put him and the whole scenario off on letting go, allowing, and surrendering, then you're going to get, take that 70% of the energy back into the present day energy. Then I just saw Ginger and Marianne merging, and then I saw your divine child stepping out. And so that energy, consciously, unconsciously of that relationship, is taking a lot of it right now. So I'd work on forgiveness with that. Okay?
You see the 70% going to
toward the guy. I mean, I have to take a break.
To the
I'll
guy.
Finish answering the question after, okay? Okay, we're going to the break, and we'll be right back to listen to the Akira O'Connor Show.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Did you know that children should not carry more than 10 to 15% of their body weight in backpacks? This is Dr. Bonnie Verhunt to share some information about backpack safety. The longer a child wears a heavy backpack incorrectly, the longer it takes for a curvature or deformity of the spine to correct itself. That's why it's important that children who are carrying heavy backpacks throughout the year are under regular chiropractic care. They will be better able to deal with the physical stressors being put on their small bodies, and they will be able to enjoy the healthy benefits of a properly functioning nervous system. For more information on backpack safety and how to keep your child healthy throughout the school year, visit vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521 and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show, the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific on the Dr. Pat Show Network. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Visit thedrpatshow.com for show listing.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and our phone number here is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819, and I'll be with you for another half hour, and our phone lines are open. I wanted to talk about some classes, free teleclasses. Again, I talked about the 11-11 one. We also have one on Tuesday, November 24th. From 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. And remember that all these teleclasses, or all the classes, are taped. And we, with the series that we're doing, it's not too late to join them or get them. They are, they're on MP3, CD, or WAV format, so you can listen to them and get a lot of information. And the free teleclass, again, is available for up to 30 days, and we do tape that, too, for MP3. So, and the class on the 24th is How to Weather the Energetic Storms. And so we're getting bombarded with a lot of energies right now, a lot of fear energies right now. And as the veil gets thinner, we're becoming more sensitive to people, to environments, et cetera. So I'm going to remind you of tips and tools on how to weather these energetic storms. And the registration is required because the space is limited, but you still can, again, it's a free teleclass. So if you can't get in on this one, you absolutely can listen to it later. And that's at union111@yahoo.com or calling 860-887-1201. And my assistant is around from it Mondays through Fridays. I work Saturdays, though. And, again, I want to say there's a special of 50% off from anybody from KKNW from now over the next month, and that is for a 15-minute reading or a half-hour reading. So 50% off, and you can get a gift certificate for if you care to. And, actually, it's not limited. You could, some people are getting them from for their friends and family because they're just doing the Christmas shopping very easy, early and easily. And we do give very nice gift certificates, actually. It's just not a piece of paper. So we have that going on. And also we have the gathering. And so we have another one coming up on December 4th, and that's from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this is the last part of the series, but it doesn't matter if you didn't listen to the first part, because this is where I give the channel messages, and then we get down to any kind of questions and answers. It's a lot of fun. People learn a lot, and it's a great time to gather. And again, think of the energy of when two or more gather. You really have a real high-frequency energy gathering, empowerment time. And so I get a message of what my guides, angels, higher self tells me to tell the people, and so that's what we do. And also we have the spiritual development circles going on too, and this one coming up this Friday is the awareness, psychic awareness. Nope, it's you as an energetic being. So we learn in fourth grade that everything is made of energy, and then we forget this fact by the way, fifth grade. And what we're doing is we're not connecting with 100% of who we are if we don't see ourselves as energy beings. And not having an energy practice can be compared to not bathing or brushing your teeth for months or even years. Yuck, you say? Yeah, it's pretty yucky. So we get our when we get energetically clogged up, we're more prone to dis-ease, stress, and life of disappointment. You can't manifest or make your dreams come true if your energy tubes or meridians are clogged, blocked, or twisted. So learn how to get the snarls out of your energy field. And again, that's this Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m., 2 hours Eastern Standard Time. But again, if you cannot make it that time, a lot of people love that they're able to get this whole class series on an MP3 CD or WAV format, and they're able to join in and get the information. And that is a really positive feedback, because sometimes life just happens and they have all intentions of coming physically or listening on the phone. And again, it's you still get the information. So that's a lot of things that are happening here. We also are starting a whole new series that is starting in December, and it's going to be on Thursday night. And it's kind of a series. I don't have the name. The title is a working title, but it's really getting down back to the basics, because all the ancient truths are the truths that have been going on for centuries, eons and eons and eons. And so the truths don't change. It's like the seven spiritual laws. They don't change. They're not my laws. They're the universal laws. So we're going to take each of the laws and universal laws and see how, break it down, see how it goes into it affects your life, and really be able to look at this from an empowered posture. Because now more than ever, people are talking about blueprints all the time. I've been saying the word original blueprints myself for 20 years now. And what is that? That's the architecture of how we are directing our energy. Literally, with every thought, word, and deed, we are directing it. And the more we start thinking of ourselves as such powerful beings that what we're directing is like a commandment, is our truth, and it has an extra energy to it. And let's say that you're mad. That's still an extra energy. It's an extra fire that ignites it, and it goes out of your energy field. Karma is instant. What comes around goes around. It might be denser, or we might not see it instantly if we're directing the energy out and we don't see an instant result. But believe me, it happens instantly in the energetic world, and it just comes down to the physical world. So as we are speeding up our frequencies, we're going to see more of the what comes around goes around faster. And old paradigms, all we have to do is pick up the newspaper, and we see that the old paradigms are leaving. The separation, think of even with the economics, as far as people that have hide money, stole money, just really, honestly, just consciously ripped off people and just stole their life savings. So that which has been in the dark and hidden is coming up and up to the surface to be cleared. And so this affects all of us. And so we might not have invested with that Bernie guy, but we all, because we're all connected, there's a part of us individually and collectively that we're clearing up, again, our shadow parts, where I see, and not only me, that I see, we play out life in the four major circles in our life, and that's personal relationships, home, money, career, and also as far as our families, our family dynamics, our friends and family. Those are the major places where we play the game of life. And so the more we do the other corner, the fourth corner, the biggest corner is you, the you corner, how you see yourself as the human having the angel experience, or the other way around, the angel having the human experience. The more we step into what I call energetically the middle of the room, the more you can take all those aspects, look at your money career corner, look at your personal relationship corner, look at the home and family corner. It's like you're being able to look at it from a think of it as the what I call the fifth elevator, or you're on a mountain and you're able to see easier pathways to be able to direct your energy. So life becomes easier. You open up blocks. You open up pathways for yourself to have more flow in life. All of this is, again, this is all in your energy field. And when I'm looking at people and they'll ask, let's say, about a boyfriend, and then I look in their third chakra, and they have a whole movie picture going on about how they have more energy, and all they have to do is have 51% more energy, and that they're not, their worst nightmare is they're not, their boyfriend's not going to come in. And even when it's in the third chakra, it gives me information, because the third chakra is all about self-esteem, self-worth, through the subconscious. So our energy is filled with information, filled with the picture says 1,000 words, so just a snapshot of somebody, an image of somebody's energy field, or a snapshot even for yourself. If you, all of a sudden you get an image of somewhere like a song, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, it's your own angels and guides and family members, your higher self saying, hey, you're putting your energy that somewhere over outside of yourself is like the pot of gold, or outside of yourself is peace, when we want to work on exercising those grids, that everything is within ourselves, that we're all, the universe is contained within the 3 to 4 feet around us. The more we start doing that and start relaxing with that and sitting in that knowingness, the more we start bending, twisting, the more we stop bending, twisting, and collapsing our energy, waiting for life to happen to us, the more you start directing your energy center so much differently. And this is the year that we're really, it's going through a lot of endings of cycles, and closing off. So a lot of people are ending relationships, ending the way a relationship is directed or has been directed, or if they're not physically ending it, they're definitely looking at the books again, looking at how they direct, look at the relationship, and looking for, they're weeding it. They're weeding out the garden. So think of this as a time of us weeding out our relationships, weeding out that strangulates us. So if we're not able to speak, if we're not able to talk, then we're taking those weeds out to allow more flow in our life, literally, physically, mentally, emotionally. A lot of times right now, people are concerned about money. It's all second chakra stuff, money, relationships, and that also is one-on-one relationships. One-on-one relationship, money, career, sexuality, creativity, it's all second chakra stuff. Globally, we're getting that shooken up right now, big time. And when something comes up and shakes us up, it's going to affect each and every single one of us, because we're all connected. So how can you live through this time that has a lot of fear, a lot of shakiness, I see it as symbolically a bowl of Jell-O being shaken. How can we have stability with us? Well, there's tips and tools, but the biggest thing is we have to start directing it to our life differently. We'll go into a break. We're going to be back. You're listening to The Carol Connor Show.
Ready to manifest your heart's desire? Want to know the secret to navigating life's in-between times with confidence and skill? Ready, Set, Manifest with Life Coach Debbie Lacey offers real tools to coach yourself through the in-betweens and leaps in life. Say goodbye to being stuck and hello to Ready, Set, Manifest. Visit theinspiredcoach.com and join the next Ready, Set, Manifest telegathering. You're not lost. You're getting ready. Visit theinspiredcoach.com.
Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again? Would you like to learn how to take the weight off once and for all? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help thousands of clients reach their goals and stay there. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That's 888-311-7157.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Carrie O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Carrie can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. explore your personal connection to your authentic self, and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's the Carrie O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, on The Dr. Pat Show.
With the changing economy, how will you take care of your health without breaking the bank or adding more hassle to your already busy life? Best-selling author Kat James' Transformation Orientation Teleseminars could be the free ticket you're looking for. During these free evening phone sessions, Kat will answer your inside-out health or beauty question live and present the principles of her acclaimed Total Transformation programs and best-selling book, The Truth About Beauty. Find out if Kat's renowned approach could transform your looks and life as you enjoy the call from the comfort of your home. With zero investment or obligation, you'll hear Kat tell her incredible story of transformation live, as well as other inspiring success stories. Get the latest news and recipes and lifestyle strategies. Enjoy exclusive discounts on Kat's programs. You'll even have a chance to win an 8-week full curriculum teleprogram valued at $600. Visit www.thekatjamesshow.com to register for Kat's free transformation orientation teleseminar today.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and I'm here with you for the last, we took the last break of the day to the top of the hour, and our phone number is 1-800-930-2819, again, 1-800-930-2819, and our phone lines are now open. You could give us a call, and you could ask any question that you want, from the mundane to the divine. And speaking about questions, a lot of people ask me, how can you do what you do as far as seeing energy patterns from your place? Or how can, do I have to be there in front of you? Or does it make a difference if I get a reading, if I'm in person or not? What is so exciting is that we're really starting to understand that there's been studies over the last 20 years where they've had people pray from a group of people were on the East Coast and one was on the West Coast, and they'd pray over Petri dishes. And one prayer was was organisms, single cell organisms, and they had a group of people praying for growth and development in one dish, and then they also had another dish where the people were praying for death. And so you could guess where I'm going with this. The one that they prayed for growth is that it grew like crazy, and the one that had death, the thing died. And so they were just fascinated. This is like quantum physics, it's a power of prayer or power of non-remote viewing is what they also could be called. And so because we're energetic beings, because we're all connected, we don't have to be here physically. A lot of people say, does it matter if I get a reading in person? And I say to the people, if it makes you more comfortable, yes, but I don't pick up on anything more if you're in person, because what I'm reading is energy patterns. I read, that's why I always talk about tubes and balls. And so I read the patterns, and those tubes are where you're directing the energy consciously or unconsciously, and the balls tell me the story. And so that's where we are walking energy. Think of walking fields of information. We contain all our information, including past life. If you don't believe in past life, just think of the moment of conception is all within your energy field. And so how I can read it is I follow, again, where you're directing your energy consciously or unconsciously. And to me, I feel I'm just like a map reader. I'm a medium that is able to do that. And yes, as far as a medium, being able to talk to dead people too. But all of this, again, information is in and around us as far as in our energy field. So all of us can do this too. And if you think about it, how many times have you been sitting there during the day and thought of a person? So you thought about your Aunt Paula, then all of a sudden, ring, ring, Aunt Paula from across the state or across the world calls you. You energetically sent out a wave, you connected to her tube, she sent one back, and then you guys talk to each other. And so we do it all the time. We absolutely talk to each other all the time, energetically, physically, or just even imagine when you go into the room or people talk about the air was so thick you could cut it with a knife, or that just to everything that's hung, or nobody was talking about the white elephant in the room. That's, again, examples that we've had heard about for eons, and it's, again, another sign of reading energy. We all sense stuff. We could tell when somebody's mad or brewing or that kind of energy, or when somebody's happy or they're so excited they can barely control herself. That's, again, our energy, and our energy patterns are constantly giving out messages, conversations, emotions. And so the more we fine-tune, the more we tap into ourselves, the more we know what messages that we're giving out, and also what's in us and what people are going out. And I always tell people, did you ever think about when you walk into a room and you're at a, let's say, a wedding or something, and then you instantly like a person, and then how about those times where you instantly didn't care for a person? It all goes back to energy. It all goes back to frequency. Sometimes people can act like nails on a chalkboard to our energy. All of a sudden, their voice just drives us nuts. What is that? It's about energy. How can we get drawn to people? Think of the saying, like attracts like. So we are energetically drawn to those people that are vibrating like us. It doesn't mean that other people aren't as good as us or that we're better than them. It's not about that. It all goes down to, again, energy patterns, energy foundations, and that we are drawn to those that are like us. I also talk about with people, which is fascinating to watch when I just watch energy dynamics of families, where a child tends to be more wired like one parent than the other. And I'm not talking about looking like. My sister looks exactly like my mother. She's a spitting image of my mother, but she's hardwired like my dad. And so it doesn't mean with physical looks. It actually has to, it's fascinating when you read the energy patterns, because it goes to that you're more wired. And what's fascinating when you go a little bit deeper is that you tend to hold that parent's generational pattern. So I'm one of five kids, and that there's each one of the five of us, again, have our own looks, have our own unique energy patterns, but we also are aligned to different family dynamics as far as the theme. So let's say that you know that you have a tendency more like your father or your mother. Look at the themes as far as, how did dad feel about life? How did he feel about work? Did he feel like life was fair? Work was fair? Did he seem like he had to struggle? Was he frustrated with his job? Did he not feel like he got ahead? Was he not recognized for all that he did? Or did he like what he did? And you know you're wired more like your father, or it's the same thing with your mom. You can see and a lot about yourself. You can see how your energy patterns are running by looking at scenarios around you. And especially when you're younger, because we're all, we wire ourselves, we're hardwired of how we're starting to flow our energy by the time we are 3 years old. So a lot of the patterns of how we run our energy is even before we are consciously aware of it. And so that's where it's so important to look at the generational patterns, because it gives us clues on why is it that we feel like we can't get that job, get that relationship. If you look at the patterns within the family, if you heard life is a struggle, life is hard, all of a sudden only the, you know, but money is the root of all evil, good guys have to finish last, take the shirt off your back, all of those kind of subtle messages that are deeply ingrained within your energy field absolutely will affect the success of your life. When you start identifying them, then you say, okay, does this resonate with me or doesn't resonate with me? You get the choice. You get to be the empowered individual and saying, you know what, I heard this all my life, that money was the root of all evil. Am I going to hold in my heart that money is the root of all evil, or am I going to decide that money is an equal exchange of energy? Money is what we use right now to exchange things, and again, it's energy. So we get things for things. We get money, energy for other, like food, for mortgage, for our lights. And so are we going to take the charge out of the subconscious patterns that money defines us or it makes us evil? And so this, when we start doing that and looking at it energetically, I've heard story after story when a person realized how deeply ingrained that the money patterns were in the family, but it was also blocking them deeply for their own success. So as soon as they realized that, and they turned it around, meaning they said, I'm not accepting that anymore, that's not my truth, then all of a sudden it seemed like the doors miraculously opened and they had success. So what happened, they literally cleared that generational pattern that was deeply ingrained in the family. They said, I don't resonate with that anymore. So they flipped it around, and that literally opens up the door to more success. Then you could take that over in all different departments of your life. You could take that over, again, to personal relationships, to how you, to home and family relationships, friends. How do you, what were you taught? Were you taught it's a dog-eat-dog world and don't trust anybody except for your family? So many people have that one. I was surprised how many people that have that one. Very tribal, dog eat dog. We got to let's stay together. It's very packed energy. It's like a dog pack. It's like a tribal energy. So when we're starting to come into realization that we have to stop the arms, we have to stop fighting with each other, but we're all, what every single master said, your brothers and sisters, when we start really taking that into the heart, not the mind, when we get that into the heart, it'd be very hard for us to raise arms with another individual when we hold it in our heart that they're a part, that we're related, that we're a part of each other, that we're all part of Source. It'd be very hard for us to, again, strike out against another person because we're all family here. So this is the time period where we are entering in new earth. The new earth is much more balanced. The new earth doesn't go with old rules. We've been, again, out of balance for a long time. We're pulling ourselves back into balance. So right now, a lot of people, their foundational energies are very shaky because what they've been set up on very shaky grids. Their architecture is... it's coming down, and so that's a good thing, because if we resist it, what we resist persists. And so we want these old paradigms to come down because they're built on old separation things. So the more we allow them to come down, the more we don't fight with them, the more we can feel the new architecture that's here, that's much more balanced, that is much more flow, has much more Aini is what they call it in shamanism, meaning flow with life. And then we don't have that them against us thing. Then we don't see experience that in our life. So that is the tip of the day, tip of the week, tip of the month. You're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show. I'll be back next week, and may you align with the divine.